This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's hour one of the G-Bag Nation here, live on 105 Through the Fan in Flower Mound at Southern Leisure Spas and Patio on Justin Road. And welcome into the show. It is a big football Friday. The four of us are here, plus DJ, original G-Bag Nation founding father. So swing on by and say hi. Of course, you got Lucius Alexander back there in the Pimp Cup at Master Control. Carter Freeman's doing a great job coordinating the video. We're all up here on the Zoom chat. Behind Broadus, you can see the 2022 G-Bag Nation flag in all of its glory. Flagtober gets underway tomorrow, but today is all about Southern Leisure Spas and Patio. And they have some amazing deals going on. 60-month, 0% APR on all hot tubs, starting at just $117 a month. They're a platinum-level Big Green Egg dealer. You know, I love the barbecues and barbecues accessories, so I'm going to spend some money here today, Brian.
I'll tell you what, I am right behind you in line on spending. I'd never seen a green egg that was like a double XL.
It's huge.
I've never seen one that big, but, man, they got one here. That thing is on wheels, too. You roll it around, get it to the spot where you need it to, and probably cook up some really good stuff.
Probably make 3 or 4 briskets on that bad boy.
Oh, man, easily.
That is a thing of beauty.
Easily.
I've always wanted that one.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, a huge Friday show, though. They are giving away a Kamado Joe here, and you can come and enter to win that. So come on by, say hi. We've already had multiple Tolos stop by and say hi already. We're preparing bet payoffs for the 220.
Yeah.
As Eric Chiafalo is in the process, he's about to begin making his straw dog.
Oh, you brought the Tolo Brew Crew glass.
Of course,
my man.
That's the only way to do it. The only way to straw dog is in the 2022
of course.
Brew Crew mug. And
what kind of beer you got working there?
I'm rocking with that Miller Lite.
Oh, I thought so. Yeah,
a six pack for my boys as well.
Thank you, sir.
Retirement got you one, DJ.
Thanks, sir.
You'll probably get some.
Not soda
well.
Approved, but I might have to indulge.
I don't think this this hot dog wiener soda approved either. Walt
it's Chuck. Certainly
if you want
not.
Some of that you can have. Some.
I got to weigh in tomorrow morning, so I'm not going to do that. But the girth and tonnage on that wiener, holy moly!
Yeah, this is like an official regulation wiener, right, for the straw.
Oh
dog.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's yeah.
Well, that's ballpark standard.
Well, I'll tell you what, too. You know, we're talking about food. This morning I had to boil eggs, two of them.
Yeah.
Two raw ones.
Oh,
two raw ones. Two raw and two boiled. We'll see.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll see how this works out for the general.
I'm going to slam two of those off my forehead coming up in the 220, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I might get a raw egg or I might get a hard-boiled egg on my forehead.
Right.
I like my chances.
You might
I consider myself pretty lucky.
Did you do some research on how to tell the difference between a raw egg and a hard-boiled egg?
No, I don't.
There
is
a way to do it. There's a way to do it.
I don't even want. Is there?
Brian would know.
There is.
Krusty knows.
There is.
No. I want to put on a good show.
I
don't want to try to work around anything.
Yeah,
okay.
You need to do this.
I'm half thinking if the first two are hard boiled, I'll just go full Stone Cold Steve Austin and
just
slam
do
those
it anyway.
Bad boys. Yeah. Let's rock.
Why not?
Okay, so that's coming up at 2:20.
It's good karma, by the way, if you do that.
It's good karma.
Yeah, it's good karma.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
It's good karma.
I'm always looking to pick up some good karma.
Yeah.
Me and Aaron Rodgers.
Are we are we comfortable? Can I go ahead? Because I got to start wedging out the straw
portion
of this wing.
Yeah,
like, can I just start the straw dog punishment now?
Yeah. I think so.
And I've been craving a Miller Lite since I woke up this morning, so it'd be nice if you guys wouldn't mind.
I think it's going to be a little interesting challenge to bore that out, if you wouldn't mind doing that in front of the webcam.
Absolutely,
I think people would enjoy watching that process. As for those of you that don't know, midsummer, I believe it was at a Dodgers game, there was a fan who went viral. For ordering a hot dog, boring it out with a straw, and then drinking a beer out of that hot dog that had become a straw. So Chiafalo is going to attempt to do that, and you can watch it 105thefan.com, Twitch, or on the YouTube stream. We do open every Football Friday with predictions, and we want yours at 877-881-1053. I trust the kicker now. So I'm gonna veer away from the crazy scoregami type of stuff.
Oh yeah.
You know, like 29-16 or whatever.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna come down here to 27-9.
Ooh.
Okay. I got three touchdowns, two field goals, and the Commanders get into the red zone but settle for three different times.
I'll tell you what, I like what you're doing there. I took the Cowboys on a 27-20, and I think you're going to get either a pick six or a return for a touchdown this week as part of your scoring package.
I like
27-20.
I like the detail.
Love that.
It is time. It's any day now. Turpin house call.
Yeah. It's certainly it's going to happen here sooner rather than later. I got to stick with picking against the Cowboys
in hopes that
they win. So my score is 24-13 is what I think it's going to be for the Star, but I'm going to go with the Commanders.
Yeah.
In reverse psychology there. So Commanders 24-13.
Appreciate that. Chia Fala, how's that dog coming along down there?
I'll be honest with you.
Juicy. Man.
So I'm going – yeah, it is greasy. And that's part of the punishment, you know, is having to handle the greasy wiener and get this thing all figured out.
Yeah.
And so it is – it's less than ideal, I will say. It's kind of coming through the edges here. I'm worried that the straw is going to have, like, some side holes where we might get a little bit of leakage on the way up. So a little adversity. I'll have to overcome it. Nothing
crazy.
You need
the dudes from Armageddon to come help you out with the drilling part of that, right?
Yeah.
To kind of make that work.
Yeah, it's better than this coffee straw that I got working right now. But thank you, DJ, for being resourceful. Cowboys are winning this football game. Carson Wentz is a disaster. The offensive line's a disaster. Finally got around to watching them yesterday.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz just he doesn't process anything. He doesn't know what he's seeing, when he's seeing it, how he's seeing it. He gets a lucky play here or there because he does have some semblance of athletic ability, and then he goes back to being the football folly version of himself. So I will go. Give me 26-16 Cowboys by double digits.
Absolutely. We're believing. How about you out there at 877-881-1053? I'm really looking forward to this game. Now, Lucius, before we go any further, I do have to let you know we are broadcasting on high alert as a Baltimore Tolo. Right before the show ventured in here, Chef Eric.
Yeah.
And as soon as I heard the accent, I went on edge just a little bit. But I think my heart rate is returning to normal now.
I hope he grabs two items.
Yeah,
two
items. That was the specific word that he was wanting to kind of go to a little verbal confrontation with you, Lucius, on. It was that specific word right there, the two.
No, Chef Eric is the man, and he dropped off some gourmet chocolates. Like, that is his business, and we salute him. Last time he came by, I was about ready to go home and visit my parents, and I brought, like, these chocolate bars that I just thought, whatever. You know, they're not Hershey's, so I'm really not that interested in that level of chocolate.
Yeah.
And my mom, like, dang near had a conniption over how delicious it was.
Gavin, did you have to take a fourth job to
pay
for these chocolates?
Yeah. Okay, Mike McCarthy said today Dak is not going to throw a football today, still dealing with swelling and isn't sure when he's going to throw next. So he did make a couple of short, soft throws yesterday. Day and now we start to see exactly how big of a challenge it is to come back from, you know, having plates and screws put in your thumb, and 3 or 4 weeks is probably pretty unrealistic.
Kind of sound like too that Jerry Jones was walking back, not really sure what was happening with there. So all along, when we talked about the injury and how it was going to happen or how they were going to take care of it, it was about healing, and then it was about the grip strength, and then it was about the swelling was involved too. So all those things, you know, once they can reduce the swelling, then they can work on the grip and things like that. That was something that they talked about well before he even had these stitches out of his thumb and stuff. So, you know, they're working through it, and fortunately their quarterback is playing well right now. Their backup quarterback is playing well, and hopefully they'll get through another one, and then they can get their starting quarterback soon enough.
It's just amazing to be 2-1. You know, once Dak went down, I think the possibility that the season would be lost before he returned and all that was out there. But, you know, this Cooper Rush storyline is just amazing.
Yeah,
it's a massive blessing.
I can't tell you how many times in the post-game show after that Tampa game that me and Ari were having to deal with, all right, folks, fire up the draft show. When's the draft show going to start, you know, and all that. And no, not many people gave Cooper Rush the chance, or guys like Noah Brown or Tyler Smith. I mean, there were so many questions, you know, after that first game, but they're finding a way to answer them.
The final grip strength test before Dak walks out onto the field needs to be performing a straw dog.
Yeah.
Because this is extremely difficult, right?
And you're doing all kinds
challenging.
Of things
with
this
I've resorted to, because the coffee straw is not working like I had hoped.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm now having to resort to a little bit of, like, finger on each side, you know, using the finger as a wedge here.
Ooh, and now you're kind not of getting ripped it.
Yeah, now there's some tear. I mean, it's
you might have to hit Lowe's, get your proper drill bit.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
This guy at Yankee Stadium successfully do this?
And he was like so calm. Like he never took his eyes off the diamond either.
Yeah, there you go.
Double straw.
Maybe.
We need a better drill.
We
need a better drill bit. Is what we need.
In there. Yeah, the durability
two
of one.
And die. Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, there we are.
Now we're in, boys.
Satisfying. That's some good movement too. A little up and down.
Gallup, Schultz, Kearse. Their status is going to be determined following tomorrow's practice.
Yeah, good. I was over at the Star today working with our friends over there with Cowboys.com, and they were hearing the same thing, that these guys are starting to practice and they're working their way back into that. So we'll keep an eye on Kearse and Schultz and those guys that, you know, when we get to our pregame show on Sunday morning, you know, we might have to be talking about, well, hey, they're going to have some decisions they're going to have to make about who they're going to put down on the inactive list.
Are you getting some pull-through, Chia, following?
Yeah,
I saw
you
on the webcam. Is it functional at this point?
We just got full on circulation here on both ends.
Oh,
so this is exciting. I did the test. I'm blowing out, and I'm feeling air onto my palm as I blow through the straw.
Yeah.
So
perfect.
Awesome. That's encouraging,
Surgery has been completed, which is very exciting. Now it's time to consume.
All right. So we got the bet payoffs coming up at 2:20. The G-Bag Survivor Pool, where every week each of us pick a game, and if you lose, you have to do a bet payoff to get back in, and you have to go all 18 weeks. Okay, so who knows how many more of these. I think Chief's 2 for 2 so far.
He is.
Yeah, he's 2 for 2.
And biggest loser.
I think Wolchuk's the only one that has not had to do a payoff yet. So
he's a football guy.
Okay, nothing definitive on Jason Peters, right? They just continue to have conversations.
Yeah, I said this morning again with Cowboys break, I was hoping that, like, yeah, you could start Farniak and play one and then play two. Go ahead and put Jason Peters in there if you want.
Yeah, what the hell, man?
But the thing that Jason Peters is telling people is that, you know, the ramp-up period about getting conditioning, he's done that. And then last week it was like, okay, this is my preseason game. He got that. So, you know, don't be
– Does he need 2 more weeks of preseason?
No. Joe Philbin, don't feel free to put him in there when he's ready to go. I think he'll be just fine. He was telling Nick Eatman that, hey, I felt like I could have played the whole game. But the fact that they got him through this this last game, and, you know, these two, when you talk about the Commanders, those defensive tackles are not going to be easy to deal with.
No.
I'm not really interested in seeing Farniak handle that job, even though Farniak has played pretty well. But Jason Peters just a little bit better, I think, a little bit more power inside.
Yeah, and I think that it also speaks volumes just how much better Tyler Smith probably is with having that comfort level of Jason Peters playing next to him. But there's no question their best player is Jonathan Allen inside. Mm. Jonathan Allen is the one guy that, you know, down in, down out, is going to be a troublemaker for Washington, and he can disrupt your offensive game plan, just not only getting pressure up the middle, but also stopping the running game, and you've got to make sure that he's contained inside, and you feel a lot more comfortable having Zach Martin and Jason Peters helping out Tyler Biadasz with that instead of Farniok.
Incredible. You're like doing a great job.
I'm trying to stay focused.
No, you are. You're doing a great job, and Eric is over there. And
I'm struggling hard, boys.
Yeah.
So it was the suction wasn't quite as strong as it
the
needed
suction,
to be.
Well, no, I mean, it's to get the liquid up there, like getting air up there.
Oh, there you go.
Now you've pushed out dog.
We got debris. We have debris in there. Yeah. Debris will help.
So I'll be. Oh yeah. Now we have wiener bits inside.
How
of
many straws
the brew.
Do you have in there? There's.
I got
four
coffee straws in there right now. So hopefully that's enough to do the trick, there, gentlemen.
Well, it's quite interesting to observe this, and I know people at home watching on the stream are having a great time.
And I did want to talk about something because you guys are talking about something I'm very passionate about, which is Farniok not playing on Sunday. watch 5 seconds of Washington football and know that Jonathan Allen is coming to eat you, Farniok.
Yes.
Like, let's play with four linemen, Peters. If you're not ready, if you need to rotate out because you need a breather, we'll just run with
tight.
Four every
shoulder
time.
Shoulder to shoulder, four guys.
There
I think
you go, man.
So good. Jonathan Allen is a monster.
He's good.
Okay. Something other people are very passionate about right now is talking about this Tua story. Yeah. And, you know, very scary for him and the Dolphins last night against the Bengals. Concussion suffered. Why are people so convinced that the Dolphins are negligent here? Is there information that I'm missing? Is it just supposed to be obvious that because he was concussed Sunday, or is there a paper trail of them like going against what the independent neurologist said? Why are people so passionate about
it? It's the video. It's just like anything. You hear about it, and it's like, okay, and then, oh, now there's a video, and I'm seeing it, and it's nuts. And the video from Sunday is Tua getting slammed down where his head clearly slams on the back, you know, the back of his head slams down onto the turf. And then he stands up and he takes a couple of steps and then his legs like collapse under him, like somebody who had just gotten like a concussion of sorts or knocked out or something. And so it doesn't look like anything other than, hey, you have a head injury there. And then he goes into the locker room and comes out within, you know, basically minutes. And it's like, no, he's fine. It was just his back. And it's like, okay, like that's fine,
if
but from
you say
what
so.
The normal person who has no medical background like us is looking at that going, that dude looks like he was just in a knockout fight and he's woozy and stumbling around. So to tell me it's a back injury doesn't come across like it's very true.
And here's also what is just disturbing is you had other doctors, and Brian, I know you've pointed this out, nobody really knows unless you're the team doctor and you're not examining these players, so we can all be like armchair doctors, and these guys can tweet it out, you know, we've got Dr. David Chow who does this stuff, but there's other, you know, people that are specialized in this that came out and said the team handled this poorly. They can say what they want. Tua was concussed. I just think big picture here, we've seen this be such a problem with concussions and CTE. We've had former players that have taken their own lives from this. We need to be better about the sport, right? We need to step in as human beings and look after these players and say, hey, maybe we're diagnosing this as a back injury, but we're playing a Thursday night football game, which is hypocritical in the NFL to begin with. They care about the money. If they want to stress player safety, they shouldn't be playing Thursday night football games anyway. They're doing it for the ratings, and they're doing it for the money. They're not doing it to benefit the players. That sure as hell doesn't. It's a short week. Tua shouldn't have been out there regardless. They should have said, Tua, you might be healthy. We know you want to be out there, but we're not going to have you playing. Teddy Bridgewater should have started that game. It's easier to say it now after the injury happened, but the team and the players, you need to take it out of their hands here, and I think Miami mishandled this situation.
So you think the NFL should, like, make it mandatory that you can't play on Thursday or that you miss at least one
if there's
game?
A head injury, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't – I mean, I think the Dolphins are going to follow the protocol and get an independent neurologist to look at it and say, okay, he's clear. That's our starting quarterback. He's playing, right?
And that's exactly what – like, because the guy that cleared Tua there is. Yeah. It's brought to you by the NFLPA. It's not a Dolphin doctor.
And you can get your bell rung a little bit and even be a little bit woozy and not get a concussion. You know, that is possible.
But what did the NFL go ahead and advertise this as? It was Tua versus Burrow. Yeah. That's what they advertised this as. They wanted the rematch of LSU-Alabama. So it wasn't good for the NFL if Tua didn't play. So I can understand fans being a little bit skeptical of, well, you know, what really happened behind the scenes here? Because we've seen the NFL do a little tomfoolery before.
All righty, we got to run. We're coming back with our bet payoffs. Can Chiafalo get a functional straw dog? And can I pick the two eggs that aren't raw and slam them against my forehead? Plus, we'll pick week four games to see if we can actually survive a week. All we have to do is pick a winner, not even against the spread. Can we pull it off next in the G-Bag Nation?
Selling a little? Or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105 through the Fan Live, Southern Leisure Spas and Patio, Justin Road here in Flower Mound. Come on by and say hi. Take a picture with the 2022 G-Bag Nation flag. There's three convenient locations. If you need anything in the world of spas, sauna units, you want one of these saunas that are all the rage to make yourself healthier, they got them here. They got all the barbecues and the green eggs and stuff like that. And they have a Kamado Joe giveaway that's going on. But you know right now it is all about our G-Bag Nation Survivor Pool and the bet payoffs. We'll get an update on Chiafalo as he's working on that straw dog,
yep,
attempting to pull off one of the viral hits of the summer MLB season. And I got the four eggs. I need to smash two of them against my head. Let the bet pay off ensue. Segment is brought to you by the Frankels. If you are hurt in an accident and it's not your fault, call the Frankels 214-333-3333. Go online to truckwreck.com. Now, Chief, how's this going? Are we getting beer through the straw?
We're getting it seems to be every little sip I get, emphasis on little, it's like somewhere in the neighborhood of 20% beer, 80% wiener juice.
Okay.
So it's not really a conducive way to efficiently run through beers at this point. I can assure you that. I mean, I'm going to be milking this thing for potentially 5 hours.
Well, you can milk anything with a nipple these days.
That's true.
So we're finding we needed a bigger straw maybe to just punch the meat out instead of like cut through it.
Yeah. Right.
Because the meat sides are slamming back together when you go to drink.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, that's tough.
Yeah.
All right. So congratulations to Zach Wolchuk for not having to do any bet payoffs. Congratulations to Brian Broaddus for, winning this week.
Yeah, and getting back into it, yeah.
And drinking the beer out of the
shoe last week,
last year. So I guess it's just time for me to grab these eggs.
Yep, go ahead.
And
okay, so this is broadcast excellence, which is the punishment here.
I got to be honest with you. I can tell. I can tell 100% these two are hard-boiled, aren't they, Brian?
I don't know.
These two right here are hard-boiled. Okay.
I don't know. That's the thing about it.
Yeah, it's the eyeball test.
You can feel the fluidity of it.
See, if you do the shake, that's usually the telltale sign of a raw egg.
So I feel like we need to do a proper bet payoff, right?
Yeah.
So you're tuning in to watch a grown man slam an egg on his forehead, right? That's raw.
Yeah.
Correct.
How hard do you think I got to hit? Is this going to hurt?
No, it's not going to hurt at all.
Just close your eyes. You'll be fine.
No, you're doing this right now. Okay.
And anyway, we got. Yeah.
Got
and then you
got
a towel.
The G-bag of the day.
Yeah. We got to go.
Don't forget, pain is weakness leaving the body. Awesome. So if it does hurt, you're going to be a better man for it.
I pull this mic back a little bit. I don't want to damage the broadcast.
All right. Walchuk will do play by play.
I'm putting in the call right now. This one is not a hard boiled. I'm pretty good at look. I've eaten a lot of these.
One, two, okay, three.
Here we go. Oh, that is not hard boiled. We got egg yolk all over. Gavin Dawson has got an egg yolk all over himself. We've got it on the pants. We've got a hefty yolk on the left side of the leg.
I got a little on me.
And I've got a little bit on my arm. I mean, these things were just spewing yolk all over the over the place.
Realize they were going
to
explode like that.
Yep, they did. You've got it on the headset.
I'd like to apologize to our hosts here.
We got a towel. We'll wipe everything up.
But Brian came prepared with the towel, and you've also got the stuff on.
I'm good, man. We're good. Hey, all good. Yeah, no problem.
Did that hurt at all?
All good.
Are you okay?
No, it didn't hurt. I thought I was going to have to swing the egg pretty hard to get it to break.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't want any letdown there.
So
at the climactic
I think
moment.
That these might all be raw.
No.
Those two are hard-boiled.
Yeah, these are hard-boiled.
Okay.
You got them right.
Yeah.
Okay. So
see, that's the difference is you can.
What a champion!
That was legendary, dude.
That was
you
good.
Are a badass.
That
you,
was good.
You went fast too, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, I wanted to.
You
pay
just
that
said, you know
properly.
What?
I'm sorry though for making a mess over here.
Yeah,
at
we'll clean
no,
it
he
up.
He channeled some sort of like a wrestler.
Well, who do you like this week while you're cleaning up? By the way,
I like Green Bay quite a bit.
Okay,
boom.
Okay, Green Bay.
They're getting 9.5 against New England. I haven't taken the Packers yet, so. I'll go ahead and ensure myself a victory.
I'd like to co-sign that. So, Dawson, we shall ride or die together this week.
Okay, so, Eric, you got Green Bay as well?
Yeah, I'm riding with the Packers because, dear God, man, they're 9.5-point favorites, okay? So, yeah. If they lose this week, that means I am officially the problem, and any team I choose for the rest of the season is doomed for an L.
Zach?
Give me the Jags.
Yes!
What?
Yeah.
That's a ballsy pick right
there. You're 6.5-point dog.
Yeah, you know what?
Doug Peterson guy.
I think that this is going to happen. I don't think the Eagles are going 4-0, and I think Jacksonville is going to win this game this week.
I like it, Wolf Chuck.
I'm also kind of feeling like I needed to get a payoff in. So
Yeah, that's true. That's
but
true.
Give me the Jacks.
You're due for one.
Right. I'm going to go ride with the man Campbells this week and the Lions against the Seahawks. So
that's a good bet right there.
Detroit. Yeah, just to remind everybody, Gavin's got Green Bay, Eric has Green Bay, Zach has Jacksonville, and I've got Detroit.
I looked very, very strongly at that play there. I got this towel here, Brian. I don't know if you want it.
Nah, man, we'll clean it up. We're good to go.
Okay, it is time now for the G-Bag of the Day, curated by Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup. Sir.
Way to go, Dawson. You're a man of your word, bro.
Well, hopefully I don't have to do that too many more times.
Yeah, hopefully not.
But I appreciate it, man. And I wanted to go full send.
Okay.
I didn't want to leave anything to be desired.
I ain't mad at that. And shout out to Zach for being able to eyeball eggs. I can eyeball an egg, bro.
I can you know how many eggs I've had to have on soda? So many eggs.
Well, the way to tell is you spin them. You could spin them on a table and like a hard-boiled egg would spin. Yeah.
Okay. And what's the other trick with like they're if they're rotten? You put them in water or something, see if they float or not.
Yep.
Okay. I mean, yeah. Which one is it?
It's if you I think it's you put them in water. Yeah, they don't float.
Yes.
Okay.
That's also true.
All right, bro.
They don't float.
Look, I'm gonna let you do what you gotta do. You're busy.
I got it, Brian.
Our winner
you're
is
right,
Coach.
Lucius.
Yeah, it's all good. Coach Belichick.
They don't float, right? Am I right about that?
I think you're right. I think you're right. I just didn't see you. You were bending over doing other things.
Oh, we got stuff going on here. We got a lot of things going
on. Okay, I was basically talking to like the bottom of your belly coming up as your shirt leans.
Yeah.
Over,
you're talking to the flag. We had the G-bag flag behind you. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, Coach Belichick. Belichick talking about Mac Jones's status. He basically said, "Damn it, I'm a coach, not a doctor."
Yeah, day by day is getting better. So here it goes, day by day.
Does he have a high ankle sprain?
Day by day. What do I look like? A doctor? An orthopedic surgeon? Like I don't know. Talk to the medical experts.
What are the medical experts on staff say to you?
Day by day. We'll evaluate him. I mean, what difference does it make to me? Do you think I'm going to read the MRI? That's not my job. So.
But it's theirs, and they talk to you about it, right?
Yeah, it's day by day.
Yeah, I'm a doctor, not a pool man.
Yeah.
The sing-song way he did the day by day at the start was so condescending, too.
He's a step-by-step fan. What is that? Step-by-step,
day by day.
One of those fans. Let's see what else I got for you. Oh, speaking of coaches, let's keep it on coaches here. You guys watch Last Chance U before at all?
We have, yes.
Sweet, good, all right. There is a community college, JUCO, in Kansas. Used to be a head coach, Jason Brown School. He retired from that school or resigned or whatever the case was, and I don't know the drama behind it.
Yeah, he got fired. He made a Nazi joke.
Oh, totally understands why this audio sounds the way it does.
Mm-hmm.
He was drinking, smoking cigars last night, watching the game like we were, and he has some feelings on the Miami Dolphins, the organization, the staff, and crew.
To be real, the whole entire Miami Dolphin organization should be fired. Owner, fired. Everybody. The NFL should be fined by an outside agency. Roger Goodell and the NFL player protocol safety protection bullshit should be fired and fined to the utmost limit of the law. That's a travesty what just happened right now, and you'll be lucky if this mother don't have traumatic long-term effects. and we want to protect the players by taking out kickoff and all this bullshit. But you can't recognize the difference between a back injury and what happened last week. Like, we're a bunch of and we don't understand that his head rocked off the ground last week. And you want to cover it up? Don't ever talk about the New England Patriots, mother. This organization right here, after Flores, and now this, is as shady as it comes. Real talk. Somebody needs to say it. Stop with that p***y ass hiding around behind the back. Tua just got p***ed by your organization and the league. Real talk. Share this.
Yeah. He had a cigar in his head. He had a glass that had some type of, like, a no ice in it. But it was a dark drink in it, and I bet you it wasn't tea.
No, nope. It was probably whiskey.
Yeah, so that's your coach.
So he was a last chance you guy. He was a head coach.
Yeah, man, he was a head coach. He was a wild animal.
Did he treat his players as well as or as poorly as the Dolphins? How did this guy lose his job? Just being a bad coach?
I think his personality and his antics had quite a bit to do with it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, probably want to check his likes on Twitter. Probably tell you more.
Yeah. He's a better live streamer anyway.
He really is. He really is. Yeah. By the way. Let's see. Oh, we have Kevin and RJ had an argument during crosstalk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Here we go.
Oh, my gosh. Why'd they give me all of this audio? This is a whole lot. I'm just going to play a little bit. Jeez.
And if he starts missing games, that just feeds right into the narrative. It is hard to break narratives. I'm not saying it's
he's
fair.
Broken, man.
I don't. Because it's only been three games. And
so
he's hurt again.
No, he's not hurt. I'm sorry. Concussions are not injuries.
Okay.
It's not an injury.
Okay.
That's a head injury.
It's not a brain injury?
It is.
Yeah, it's
but
not
it
an
is,
injury.
But it is.
But it's not a brittle injury. It's not a hamstring.
I didn't say brittle. But I
it's
didn't
not
say,
brittle.
Like
not brittle.
I didn't say he's brittle. He missed time before because people thought he was brittle.
He missed time because he didn't have a hip.
It doesn't matter why you miss time.
Yes, it does.
If you are unavailable.
Dak's not injury prone.
Okay, yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Yes, he
no,
is.
He's not.
Okay,
no, he's
really?
Not.
Did he miss time 2 years ago?
No, he's not.
Yes. Did he miss time last year? Yes.
On,
did he miss time this year?
See,
yes.
You're too binary.
I'm being binary.
Listen,
let me go ahead and jump ahead and give you your argument. Let me guess what your argument is. Well, these aren't systematic injuries. They happen to different body parts, and they're not guaranteed to happen again.
Oh,
that doesn't make
that's
sense.
A condescending.
That's a stupid argument.
That's not what I was going
to
say.
If
at
you
all.
Miss time
you
every
exactly
single
exactly
year, you're injured. Right.
All
right, go ahead, RJ.
We're all
go ahead. Tell
we're
me the guy who
prone.
Doesn't think
all
winning a Super Bowl
fantastic.
Matters. Tell me about injuries.
Miles Austin was injury prone, right?
Uh-huh.
Because he
why?
Had muscular injuries.
Okay.
When you break a bone.
Bro, I can't. I had a pullback, but that is great.
Yeah. Oh, so good.
Yeah. Oh, my God, Kevin.
Yes, he is. Yes,
oh,
he is.
Yes,
he
is.
Yes, he
no,
is.
He's not.
It's not an injury. It's a head in. Then he has to.
Does he have to apologize for that?
He doesn't.
He shouldn't have to apologize. Don't apologize for that.
The way he said it, though, if we were on a playground, we were kids, I would have 100% threw the ball at him. What are you doing? Bam! I would hit him with the ball for sure, bro.
It's good sports radio.
Yeah,
if you ask me.
Oh, it was fantastic. Yes. I love that.
Apologies necessary. Okay, any others before we vote, Lucius?
Man, we are already at the 37 joint. You want me to do another one for real?
No, let's take it. Slamming eggs off her face.
Yeah,
I'm about to puke.
All right, is it our champion? Is it last chance coach with a 2-T rant, or is it Heggy versus RJ? That's my vote.
Yeah, I'll double down. Yeah, 100%.
Lucius?
Yeah. I like the last. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, bro.
Wolchuk.
I think Eric's going to be sick.
I am.
Well, I'm going to vote for Kevin and RJ.
Okay.
Yeah, we got it all. That's clean.
Okay, it's 5-0. Yeah. Let's go down to the end of this broadcast table, get the update from Chiafalo. Wolchuk is reporting true.
Yeah, I mean, it's the disgust factor is really starting to set in. And
you can't get the beer down.
It's hard to get the beer down.
Maybe 1 ounce has been drinking so far, and you're already sick.
Yeah, at best. Yeah,
oh, no.
At best.
Oh,
there's just
goodness.
So many hot dog wiener dribbles inside of it now.
Debris, a lot of debris in there, yeah.
I mean,
you best believe if you yak, I'm falling into the bathroom with
there's a
with
part
the
of
camera.
Me that really wants to vomit.
maybe we pull the dog and have him slam what is a beer hot dog soup at this
dear
point.
Oh, jeez.
I'll do that outside because I will puke. I will do it, but I will wow. I will have to do that outside. Well, I got too much respect for
them. Make a mess of
the they're already spas. Looking at us for our egg deal.
This wonderful showroom at Southern Leisure Spas and Patio.
I don't think we're getting invited back.
We have most of it cleaned up. We got Krusty's Corner coming up next. Where are we headed with
that, guys, it's Friday. Let's do that sports mix. We'll do that next.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Thank you, Lucius. It is time for Krusty's Corner now. We are live at Southern Leisure Spas and Patio. They have some amazing deals for you to take advantage of this weekend. American-made hot tubs from Bullfrog Spas, Marquee Spas, Cal Spas, and Nordic Hot Tubs. Up to $4,000 off. They have mail-in rebates from the manufacturer ranging from $200 to $2,500. So if you're thinking you want a spa or, you know, a big green egg or something
they
in that
category.
They got some
beautiful stuff here. I mean, beautiful. Yeah.
Okay, here he is. Brian brought us with Krusty's Corner.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I also want to say real quick, thanks to everybody out there listening to The Love of the Star. We just finished our quarter on that, and we appreciate all the numbers that we were able to get from that. So thank you guys for hanging out with us, and promise to be bigger and better as we get it back on Monday after this Cowboys-Commanders game. All right, we're playing the sports mix. Chief, you okay down there? To play sports mix with me?
I'm doing all right. I think what we've decided as a group here, I'm not very fired up about it, but we're going to go ahead and I'm going to just pound this beer here that has had a hot dog sitting in it for now 47 minutes. And it's got a bunch of debris, hot dog wiener debris in there. So I'm going to step outside at some point. If you guys want me to do it during this segment, whenever.
No, I need you. I need you now.
We'll do it at the top of the hour. Maybe with Stephen Jones.
There you go. How about this one?
Yeah, Stephen would love it.
You can lead us off here. How about this one? Who's the better quarterback, Cooper Rush or Carson Wentz?
Oh, wow. Man, I feel more comfortable with Cooper Rush than I do Carson Wentz. Watching him, I feel like you're watching a guy that's kind of broken and mentally, like the dude cannot process much of anything. And the amount of turnovers, like the amount of negative plays that he's directly involved in, whether they're turnovers or just sacks, he is a massive problem for them right now. And Cooper Rush is nowhere near a problem for the Cowboys offense. So I would take Cooper Rush, no question.
Zach?
Yeah, I agree. Not turning the football over, and that is the biggest problem for Carson Wentz right now. He is just a turnover machine. He is getting stripped of the football. Interceptions are an issue, and that's one thing Cooper Rush has done a fantastic job of, is just playing within the offense and not turning it over. And for that reason, I think he gives you a better chance to win every Sunday. I'd go with Cooper Rush, as shocking as that is.
Yeah, that's Cooper Rush is the answer. You know, certainly Carson Wentz has more talent, but the decision-making, you know, the processing, just can't deploy that skill set for Wentz.
You know, I had a couple of guys get back to me from the Gang of Seven. They say you can get a fourth-round pick right now for Cooper Rush if you wanted to trade Cooper Rush. That they felt like that he's, you know, I'm like, well, what happened from training camp? And I'm like, man, all it is, you go out and you see a guy play. You go out and see a guy play. I agree about Carson Wentz being broken and all that, but
no deal.
Yeah, I'm just Cooper Rush, maybe a fourth round pick. If you
I'll
that.
Think about it once we get to a one and a two. Okay,
there you go.
Once because right now a backup quarterback, especially with Dak being injury prone, is worth a lot. I'm going to talk to Steven about that coming up at the 3 o'clock hour. Like, would you do an extension with Cooper Rush? Haven't had a good backup in a while.
I like that a lot, Zach.
Yep.
Area of the Commander squad that worries you the most?
It is probably their receivers. I think it's their skill players out wide. They have three really good ones, Terry McLaurin, Curtis Samuel, and Jahan Dodson. I think those three all are great after the catch. They all have tremendous speed. They can beat you, and you know the problem is they just don't have a quarterback that can get the ball to them consistently, but they certainly can be very, very explosive. And if for some reason Carson Wentz just has it on Sunday, which I don't think we believe that he will. But if he does somehow channel his inner MVP form, it could be a long afternoon because they certainly do have weapons, and Curtis Samuel can beat you in a variety of ways. You know, Ron Rivera and that offense, they've used him out of the backfield. We've talked about that. He's kind of a gadget guy, Debo Samuel-esque role. Jahan Dodson's made some fantastic plays. It's receiver.
Gavin?
Sir,
the question was the area. Oh, you had an issue?
Okay. Yeah. I wasn't paying attention to
it. I was going to ask you the area. I knew you when you looked at me because I was looking down at my clock like, okay, I got to, because I know we got Steven coming up here.
No, we're good.
Area of the commander squad that worries you the most?
You know, I think that defensive front, if you can shut down the Cowboys' run with four or five guys and play that clog and cover against Cooper Rush, I think you could still have a sub-10-point game.
Yeah,
it's
the
still
defensive
possible.
Tackles. I think you're on to something. How about you, Chief?
Yeah, 100%. I agree. It's their front seven. And it's not so crazy from a pass rush standpoint. It feels like they have to blitz in order to get pressure on you. But they do have some monsters in the middle of that defense. And like Dawson said, if they can find a way to stop the run, you could be in for a bit of a long day. I would go with their receivers or something like that, but their quarterback and their offensive line make their skill positions basically useless.
Yeah. Gavin, are you feeling better about Mike McCarthy as a head coach?
Yeah. You know, I think, you know, they emphasize takeaways. They built a good defense. You need a good defense to win championships. Under Jason Garrett, we ignored it. And now what we're seeing with the adjustment of the game plan, even though he tried to pretend with Brad Sham like he didn't need to help Kellen Moore, Moore needed help.
He did need help. Chief, how about you?
Yeah, you can't help but feel better about him right now. You're winning with a backup quarterback. And I think Walchuk put it nicely the other day, where just seeing what this McCarthy crew has been able to do over the last couple of years when they do have injuries to guys that can't play, and then still being able to adapt and not have a Chaz Green situation when Tyron Smith goes down, or a defense that completely collapses on itself when Sean Lee's not available. Like when Micah Parsons is off on the sidelines, the defense doesn't just go to one of the worst defenses in the sport. So, yeah, 100% I'm feeling better about what they got going on right now.
Zach?
Sure. I think you have to. To be 2-1 in this situation when we were kind of feeling they're left for dead after you lose Dak Prescott and that crappy performance in week 1, I think you have to be feeling great right now about Mike McCarthy.
I'll tell you what I do, and I've been super, super critical of him. The fact that he even talks about, you know, people I'm visiting with over there saying, hey, Mike clicks over, tells Kellen Moore, hey, I got two plays ready. We're going to go for it on fourth down. The fact that they're communicating, I think even with, you know, after week 1, maybe McCarthy not so involved. Weeks 2, 3, and this week, I think that he is being more involved. So I'm feeling better about him as a head coach. Zach, I got you for this last one here. Bigger game from the Cowboys' wide receivers or their defensive backs?
Ooh, I'm going to go with the Cowboys' wide receivers in this one. I actually do think you're going to get Gallup a nice game in his return. I like some of the matchups for Gallup with the height advantage, and I think that the Cowboys are also going to make a concentrated effort to get him involved early. I think it's important in his first game back, especially in the opening drive. Wouldn't be surprised if you see Kellen Moore, you know, with those scripted plays, and it's official now. He's off the injury report. Gallup's going to be playing. We can get confirmation from Stephen Jones, but I'm seeing a lot of the beat writers and Ian Rappaport now say, hey, he's not designated on the injury report. Good sign he's going to be suiting up, playing on Sunday. I think Gallup has a big one.
Gavin?
I got my trackpad reactivated, but I need a repeat of the question, Brian.
Bigger game from the Cowboys' wide receivers or their defensive backs?
You're going to need a bigger game from the Cowboys' wide receivers. We need to get production in there.
Gotcha.
Yeah, let's do it.
Chief?
It's DBs all day for me. It's a product of the quarterback they're playing and the O-line they're playing. The front seven is going to wreak so much havoc that the back-end guys are going to benefit from it. We're absolutely going to get turnovers in this game, and you get a defensive score from a Trayvon Diggs or something like that.
We'll
boom,
that.
Let's party.
There you go. Jim, thank you for playing the mix.
Thank you, sir. And we now have 1 hour down, 4 to go. Southern Leisure Spas and Patio, Justin Road in Flower Mound. We have Fletcher's Corny Dog T-shirts to give away. There's fair tickets that are going to be given away. There's an enter to win for the Kamado Joe just sitting right over there. It's like the Big Green Egg, but better. And they're giving one away, so come enter to win right here. A full suite of Meat Church products. What do you need? Pellets, charcoal, Justin Road in Flower Mound. Pick up a home sauna.
a spa, whatever you need, they got it here. Five biggest storylines for Cowboys and Commanders. And then Stephen Jones coming up next here on 105.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.